The next patient is Judy Onusco. O N like in November, U like in uniform, S like in Sierra, K like in kilo, O like in Oscar. Judith, G U D I T H. Mrs. Onusco is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is a winter visitor from Michigan. The primary doctor is Dr. Kelman, K-E-L-L-M-A-N-D-O, and Livonia, L-I-V like in Victor, O-N like in November, I-A, Michigan. The patient is referred to the practice because of the presence of serum creatinine that is elevated. One 1.6 and an estimated GFR of 32. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine ratio in the urine. We had to assess the activity of the urinary sediment and whether or not the patient has proteinuria, period. It seems to me that the patient has suffered from arterial hypertension for a long time. She has been taking medications, including amlodipine, lisinopril, that was stopped in 2019 and currently on hydralazine 25 milligrams POBID. This hypertension, the exposure to nicotine products had developed a significant arteriosclerosis. The patient has cerebrovascular disease. Emphysema, that is also a contributory factor, period. The ultrasound showed smaller than expected kidneys, 8 centimeters each, with a thinning of the cortex and hyperechogenicity, which is telling me that this is going on for a long time. Period. The patient is not anemic. She has a hemoglobin of 11.4 grams per cent. Period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is out of control. The systolic blood pressure today is 178, the diastolic is 72. This could be severe peripheral resistance associated to the diffuse arteriosclerotic process. The administration of the selective beta blockers would be considered after we try the PRN administration of diuretics. We are going to give hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams 3 times a week. The reason is that the patient has periorbital edema and edema in the lower extremities. Period. Granted, the patient is on amlodipine. Period. Following number. The patient has vitamin D deficient in supplementation. Following number, emphysema associated to nicotine products. Now, following number, hyperlipidemia under therapy. Period. I am going to call the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams 3 times a week, and order the pertinent laboratory workup and reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress.